In this study, we wanted to evaluate the extent at which patient navigation has potential of being cost effective. And in the objective two, we wanted to see the factors which make patient navigation for breast cancer cost effective. So some background information on patient navigation. It's a new approach to overcome access barriers which prevents low-income ethnic minority women to get appropriate cancer diagnosis and treatment. And it aims, patient navigation aims in reducing the interval of time between an abnormal breast cancer screening and definitive diagnosis resolution in patients who are navigated as compared to usual care. So it tries to increase the interval of time between initial screening diagnosis and date of resolution. It's guided by the principle of care management. So in care management, the first step is to identify the case and identify the individual barriers that this case is facing and have a care plan, implement that plan, and establish a system to track the patient. In most patient navigation projects, they follow up until the patient received the whole course of treatment. But in this evaluation study, we look at the effectiveness measure until they receive the date of diagnostic resolution. And who's the patient navigator? It's a proactive patient advocate who helps in assisting patients overcome barriers to access care. And it's an individual with low salary and limited medical training and experience, but whose presence in the system has been proven to be effective and affordable. Some background information about the Chicago Cancer Navigation Project. It's the project that, it's one of the 9 major patient navigation research programs. It's the one that I'm using to evaluate as an example, to evaluate whether patient navigation for breast cancer is cost-effective or not. And the program navigates men and women for cancers of the breast, cervix, colon, and prostate. And it's based on experimental research design. It has patient navigation sites and usual care control sites. And the sites for navigating women are chosen within one of the largest networks of community health centers operating in underserved low-income neighborhoods throughout the Chicago region. Additional information. The breast and cervical cancer navigation team includes 1 social worker navigator to take up the more complicated cases, and the other 2 bilingual lay navigators and 1 English-speaking lay navigator. If they face complicated cases, they would call the social worker navigator. And the effectiveness of the Chicago Cancer Navigation Project, it's not yet established. So in the base case analysis, in this analysis, we hypothesize that women enrolled in the program receive, on average, diagnostic resolution 6 months earlier as compared to women who would receive the usual care. And this is proven in the literature. Some background information about breast cancer. To project the immediate 6-month effectiveness measure to potential future benefits. And this is the Markov model for the natural history of breast cancer. Those are the stages of breast cancer. Ductal carcinoma in situ, local, regional, and distant. And we use triage software to construct the Markov model. And the potential future benefits that we examine are life year gains and lifetime breast cancer attributable cost. And given the effectiveness measure that we're looking at, patient navigation has this potential benefit in women who have cancer. This is why we multiplied by P. Those are the number of women who have breast cancer in the cohort of women who are navigated. The data sources that we used in constructing, doing the analyses, we used published literature for breast cancer transition probabilities, lifetime total, and breast cancer attributable cost. We used secondary data from the surveillance epidemiology and end results program. We use that for breast cancer incidence and survival in Hispanic and African American women. And we use data from primary, from Chicago Cancer Navigation Project, for number of program participants, number of women who receive cancer diagnoses, and total program costs. From the date of the program inception, which was in 2006, until the date of the evaluation, there were 97 women who were navigated for breast cancer screening abnormality. Seven of them had breast cancer. The mean age of the women who are all navigated is 41 years old. 65% of them are Hispanic and 26 African American, and the remaining are, could be of any race. Total program cost, it's the personnel time cost. There's the program director, the social worker navigators, and the three lay navigators. The variable cost of navigating, which is the office supply, the telephone calls that the, and the cell phone calls, and parking and transportation incurred by navigators doing navigation activities, and the transportation fees which were offered for the patient to come back to the services. And the fixed cost is the initial training and renting the office where navigation is provided in the healthcare, in the primary healthcare office, and the capital cost of establishing the office. And those are the cost values for navigating those 97 women. And the average cost of navigating one woman is $1,258 per program participant. And if you notice, the variable cost of patient navigation is very small relatively as compared to the other costs. And the incremental cost effectiveness ratio, those are the numbers that we use that. It's net cost divided by the total potential benefit. And in the net cost, it was the total program cost minus the savings in the lifetime breast cancer attributable costs. So those are the results of the and the sensitivity analyses. In the base case analyses, patient navigation is within the perspective, within the limits of cost effective. And those are the six factors that we tried if we change and see how it affects the cost effectiveness of patient navigation. The first factor is the interval of time between screening and diagnosis. So we tried, instead of 6 months, how if it's 3 months or 9 months. At 3 months, patient navigation is, it becomes not cost effective. At 9 months, it becomes, so it's sensitive for the interval of time between screening and diagnosis. As for number of participants, if there's a 25% variation around the number that was the 97, it's not that much sensitive, and it makes sense because the variable cost of patient navigation was small as compared to the fixed of or personnel time cost. As for age of women and positive predictive value of mammogram, we had to change them together because those two variables are correlated. And it's sensitive. Patient navigation for breast cancer is sensitive for the age of women and the positive predictive value of the initial screening test that you adopt in the program. Now, in the sensitivity analyses, we looked at an additional outcome of patient navigation, is whether this woman will ever come back to receive any type of follow-up services for breast cancer. Because in the literature, there's 15% of women would never come back to receive services, although they have breast cancer. So we increased that. We said if patient navigation would increase in the percentage of those women who would ever return to get services, then patient navigation becomes highly cost-effective. 36, it's regarded cost-effective. And the last one is the methodological factor of whether trying breast cancer attributable cost or total lifetime medical cost, and it wasn't sensitive that much. And that shows more rigidness of patient navigation cost-effectiveness. Some of the limitations of this study, it's based on the health system perspective. It didn't include the societal perspective, because whether if we adopted a societal perspective, we had to add in the cost of productivity lost averted by the program and the participant time cost, which is not that expensive. And for potential future benefits are not in qualities, because not many women would evaluate their utility after treatment of, from breast cancer. And there might be additional patient, benefits of patient navigation that need to be considered. In conclusion, a patient navigation program for breast cancer that structurally resembles the CCNP is potentially cost effective. And the good news is there are some factors that are within the control of the program planner, and it affects the cost effectiveness of patient navigation. Those are the characteristics of target population and the program eligibility criteria. And this study was funded by the NCI, National Cancer Institute. Thank you.